This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainians are digging in to defend the eastern city of Severodonetsk as it endures heavy bombardment from Russian forces trying to take the industrial area known as the Donbas. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Shelling has increased in ferocity as Russians and Ukrainian forces battle along a 342-mile wedge of Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland, driving residents to flee. On the battlefield, grinding town-by-town fighting continues as Russian troops try to expand the territory the Moscow-backed separatists have held since 2014 in the Donbas, which includes Luhansk and Donetsk. Severodonetsk is the main city under Ukrainian control in the area, whose accuses Russians of simply intentionally trying to destroy the city, engaging in a scorched earth approach. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday launched a new trade deal with 12 Indo-Pacific nations aimed at strengthening their economies as he warned Americans worried about high inflation that it was going to be a haul before they feel relief. The president said he does not believe an economic recession is inevitable in the U.S. Biden, speaking at a news conference after holding talks with Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, acknowledged the U.S. economy has problems but said they were less consequential than the rest of the world. He added, this is going to be a haul, this is going to take some time, even as he rejected the idea of a recession in the war in the U.S. The comments came just before Biden's launch of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. That's a new trade deal his administration designed to signal U.S. dedication to the contested economic sphere and to address the need for stability and commerce after disruptions caused by the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization warned Sunday the COVID-19 pandemic is most certainly not over despite a decline in reported cases since the peak of the Omicron wave. He told governments that we lower our guard at our peril. The UN Health Agency's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, told officials gathered in Geneva for opening of the WHO's annual meeting that declining testing and sequencing means we are blinding ourselves to the evolution of the virus. He also noted that almost 1 billion people in lower-income countries still have not been vaccinated. Australia's new prime minister was sworn into office before flying to Tokyo for a summit with U.S. President Joe Biden. The move Monday took place as votes are still being counted to determine whether Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will control a majority in a parliament that is demanding tougher action on climate change. Albanese's center-left party ousted the conservative coalition at Saturday's election that had governed for 9 years. The swearing-in of the new government was made possible after ousted leader Scott Morrison resigned early in the vote counting. The new foreign minister, Penny Wong, was also sworn into office and joined Albanese on the trip to Tokyo for the Quad Summit on Tuesday. U.S. Southern Baptist released a scathing report on sexual abuse. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
For decades, complaints of sex abuse by pastors and staff in the largest U.S. Protestant denomination, the Southern Baptist Convention, were either ignored or covered up by top clergy, according to an internal report released on Sunday. The nearly 300-page report details how complaints were kept as closely guarded secrets within the church to avoid liability. Adding, quote, in service to this goal, survivors and others who reported abuse were ignored, disbelieved, with church leaders covering up accusations and allowing accused clergy members to remain pastors or in other positions of authority. Lawsuits against the church were denigrated as opportunistic and not having merit, it said. The year-long investigation was initiated by the Southern Baptist Convention in June 2021 when a stream of complaints were raised at its annual meeting. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have begun enforcing an order requiring all female TV anchors in the country to cover their faces while on air. The move Sunday is part of a hard-line drawing condemnation from rights activists. Recapping our top story, Ukrainians are digging in to defend the eastern city as it endures heavy bombardment from Russian forces trying to take the industrial area known as the Donbas. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.